So Dawn gonna have a baby? What? Younger than Ashley's kid? What? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Look, we only live for the good times. Lately been feeling like JJ. Might catch a flight out to Canada. Go pop me some bottles with JJ. I do not wait for a payday. What you making a year took me 8 days. They hating on me cause they ain't great. And I say the shit that they can't say. But don't make me do it to you. You know I do it.
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in the studio with my favorite new crew. And you already know my favorite new TV show, Black and Crew Chicago.
Yes, Chi-Town.
What up?
Hey. All right, let's do a rap. We all gonna introduce ourselves with a rap.
Oh, shit.
My name is DJ Jesse. I really got fucking messy. Cause I let all this jack and these bitches real whack. Cause they mad. Cause I ain't bring them some. That's fine. Cause I drank some. Hey. What's your name? Where are you from?
What's my name? My name is Angela C.
What?
Some people call me Angie.
Hey.
I'm repping from the shot. You know my city.
Hey.
Don't call it shot rack, cause we not on that shit. And if you come at me crazy, I'ma get your
slap. Go, Courtney.
I know
what's your name? Really, where you from? That's fine.
I don't even know how to do this. I'ma just talk, right?
Look, life is clean.
Here we go.
Yes, give it to us. Channel.
What you gonna rap, though?
Say what? Okay.
1, 2, 3, one sentence, go.
My name is Courtney, y'all.
Hey.
I'ma just talk about the shit.
Hey!
Because I be watching all this hot messery on Mondays, y'all.
Hey!
We gon' get it in.
Yeah.
And now I got a new partner. Name is
Danny.
Go!
Gopher! Hey.
My name is Carmen.
Hey!
They like to call me CC.
What?
I'm about my paper.
What?
Yeah, I'm about my dough cheese.
What?
I'm with my crew.
Hey!
We about to turn it up for y'all. It's Chi-Town. Black Ink.
Ratchet Monday in this bitch. First and foremost, you guys can catch us on tour.
Yes.
We will be on tour every Monday night. Second of all.
Yes, touring the internet.
All over.
Okay.
All over the
take
world.
Take that.
All over the world.
Second of all, let me give that.
Second shout out.
For do it what?
Yes.
Do it. For do it. We got to do it remix.
For
can we get the official do it remix?
Do what's good.
You know what I'm saying?
What's good? Because
you know we need some singers on there. You know, Carmen can blow, I can blow a little tune or two.
You know,
do it.
Do it.
We gonna do it in a duet.
Hey, We here.
For holla at your girl.
Bitch, it's a quadrant. First and foremost,
what was that a quadrant when y'all was going in on the jack?
Get me, what happened?
Y'all came late.
Y'all was late. See, y'all should have been here at the Love and Hip Hop of the start.
Y'all
of
came at
Monday.
The Black people's time.
They came at the CP
and we drank at the white people's
you
time.
Right?
What had happened?
You
was.
Right?
Look, she got her hair real you cute right. tonight. That's what
I was
she
laying
had.
Down
honey,
my
laid, honey.
She did.
The edges is.
The bun is right.
It's just like 10 minutes.
We need to make a song about that, okay?
And can we talk about y'all?
She don't put the weight in
had to get
boobies out.
Because I knew we was going to debut that remix. So I was trying to be a vixen like Kat said.
Don't you try to take Kat's spot.
I'm trying to be the new vixen. I'm taking Kat's spot.
That is Kat's job, baby.
Y'all thrilled.
So again,
y'all, make sure you guys support. I love this show. I'm obsessed with all these people.
Watch it.
He got a new album out. It's called Lightning Bug.
Yes.
Check it out. The music's dope.
And second of all,
yes, let's talk about it. Ford uncut his motherfucking Fraggle Rock.
Yes.
Off,
yes.
And
he looks good. Okay.
Good.
Yes.
Ford.
We're loving
you my
the
second
love.
Baby. Woo, if I played Fuck, Marry, Kill, I would fuck you.
Fuck.
I can't marry you because that's Ryan.
Blame it on the
you
know chat.
Ryan,
so
Ryan is your husband. Four is your side bitch.
Did we all see today when Ryan came to the rescue?
He came to the rescue. He had that S on.
We
put that S on his chest today. I said, okay, Ryan.
He was like, it wasn't no big deal. When he heard it was like $2,600,
I told you I was going to take care of it. I got you. That is a man right there.
Thank you.
Ryan, man, we love you.
That's the man you're trying to be. Dab on him. 1, 2, 3, dab on him. Bam.
I'll take you.
Thank you. Let's talk about it. The episode was called Catitude. And if you guys haven't caught on to what any of our cackling's been, yes, I had drank a whole damn bottle of Jack.
By himself.
But you guys
now you're gonna leave him out there. You see how she do you? You see?
You see why she on that side?
You see?
But y'all, if y'all want to see what happens to this bottle of Jack, check out the Love and Hip Hop After Show. We had speaking of Black Ink, we had Willie from Chicago.
Shout out to Willie, another Shot Town Greg.
He's a homie. He was telling us he's the homie with Ryan.
That's what's up. Yeah, Chicago people, we stick together, even though we be hating on people sometimes. We stick together.
The love is there.
All right, let's talk about it. So King Louie, who we saw last week, came in for Tat. And she was tatting him for a video, and yes.
Who wrote the treatment to that video? I would really like to
King Louis, can you tell us
who wrote that treatment? Because I was confused.
Is he disabled?
No.
He just chose to be in a wheelchair.
He just chose that after he has already gotten shot.
Shout out to
times.
Supporting those
because
handicap lives matter too.
Don't let a
person in a wheelchair roll past you.
No, I appreciate it too. Like, you know what I mean? But
here's
a music video.
Don't let me
maybe
roll
that's
past
what,
you.
To, you know what I mean, support and showcase the less fortunate. Hence why Kat came out wearing a dress from Rave.
Yo. Oh, she did. You ain't lying.
I was looking at the outfit and I was like, okay.
She looked like Spider-Man.
And she thought she was on it.
And she thought she was I couldn't
wear no sweatpants in my first video shoot.
Well, I was confused because at first I looked at the top and I was like, okay, she's giving stripper.
But then
I looked at the bottom.
Like, skirt.
Is this Dancing with the Stars? Like,
it was very Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the C-listers.
Dancing with the strippers on
ice.
Oh my god. Okay, here's the
thing. Disney presents.
Let me just, because I've never done a Black Ink crew before, but here's my thing. Y'all, this is my favorite reality TV show of all time.
It's addictive.
Because for so long, the fans have been wanting me to do this after show, and I've been like, I ain't even turning it on. This is like honestly why I love this is because I genuinely believe all these people are really friends.
Yeah.
I believe
right.
that when
yes.
they
it's
really
so
get
cool.
mad, they really are mad at each other.
Yeah.
Like,
and they really
I,
go
I,
in.
I appreciate that you put this honesty on television. Now, we're going to get to Charmaine because, well, let's just talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know why I wrote this. LMAO Charmaine's. Oh, because she did the sexy surprise with the whipped cream and the straw.
That was a mess, honey.
First of all,
it looks disgusting.
That shit looked disgusting. Why would you put whipped cream
in the pool?
Oh my god, it looked so bad.
She's just so ready at all times.
Charmaine is for everybody. She's the giddy girl.
She would have done better just to be in her bathing suit and some heels and just standing
there
like that.
That shit
looked
disgusting.
And got a smoke machine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A smoke machine
or
and a strobe light
a
does
Diva
wonders.
Fan, blow your wig a little bit.
Something.
Let's talk about how Van bit down on that big toe. Yeah.
Hello,
toe.
Real men suck toes. Real men suck
man
toes.
Down on that toe,
I
want to
get a t-shirt.
What that mouth do?
Real men suck toes.
Look, I'll suck a toe.
Yes.
But
especially when they're pretty, honey.
I just don't want to see it on TV, though.
No, here's the thing. Because it just brought me back to Young Jock from
you know
Love and Hip Hop.
Van is a real man.
Exactly.
Have y'all seen Love and Hip Hop with Young Jock and he like the
Nutella
off that bitch toe?
That pool looked like
she like stuck it in a bucket.
I didn't see that. I'm glad I didn't see
that. No, that pool looked
like
a rated C porn.
She shaved her legs in
the tub.
Exactly. It
looked like she shaved her legs in
the
tub and then set in it. But you nasty.
I'm tipsy.
It was nasty.
Some things go off better in your mind than they actually
do. Girl,
yeah,
you should have
not
been
there.
That was one of them.
Just go and be naked
prime
and spray
example.
The whipped cream.
But the
on
way
you.
She bent down to blow that pool up and her boob fell out.
Yeah.
She just, come
she
on.
Love
like,
I love her because she's just...
She just takes overtly sexy to the next level. And why does she never have on panties?
Because she's
2016.
You know, bitch, because if I look like Charmaine and I was up in a tattoo shop with Ryan, Four,
you
and Ben,
you would
your
have
your
panties
bitch,
in
I'd be walking around
butt ass naked, ready. Who ready?
Well, look, you
need it.
My thing is this,
because everybody else comes there to get the dick.
Jesse, I came here with no panties ready for you.
Unless you're Ryan for Orban.
He was very specific. Right. Okay.
Ryan, I only named three. Junior, you ain't involved.
You ain't
into Don. And Don got too many damn kids, honey. No, he procreates too many.
Actually, I'm sorry. You were Don.
I'll add Don into that.
Oh, you play with Don. You mess with Don.
Because I can't get pregnant.
Okay, right.
Keeping
no liability.
Okay. That's true.
He ain't even got pulled out.
But Don gonna be mad at me because in his sleep, I'm gonna shave that gray patch off. Like,
wake up, like,
he is so wack. So I could never.
Okay, well, we're gonna talk about him in a
second.
Hold
many
on.
Kids.
All right, let's talk about this, though. So, Van's upset that he tatting. He says, I'm upset that I'm tatting next to a random motherfucker. Junior. Junior apologized. I'm like, Junior, sit down.
I feel so bad for him.
I feel bad for Junior. He's just trying to work, man. He just came
he's
to
just
work.
He's a new guy.
And Junior seems like the coolest ass
He seems like he's cool as hell.
Junior's like, bro, what? He ain't trying to turn up on nobody. Everybody, all these people throwing him shame. No. He ain't said nothing back. He just
but
like,
they gonna be
to
like
work.
All sitting back like this when he finally does yeah, turn up. Does, and I cannot wait to see that. I
Who
really
gonna turn up?
Junior, please turn up on this.
Oh, he needs
please.
To turn up. No,
I hope yes, so. I think so.
Because he is.
He looks like
too,
he's
so
like a tick, tick, boom.
Yeah, and they ain't yeah. yeah. ready for that kind of.
No,
time.
They're not gonna be ready for it.
Let Junior and Cobra really like have a conversation. Like, yeah, you know what? It
is
fucked
up
there.
Yeah, fuck them.
They gonna go.
They gonna go.
Bitch, you gonna feel like we watching Orange and New Black. Season 3.
They all on the yard. Race war, exactly.
Cobra looked like a descendant of the Yetis.
Bitch.
No, he didn't. Just like Bigfoot. I'm sorry.
Bigfoot all day.
Please don't ask to come on this show, because I am not trying to get folded up.
I'm scared. I fuck with Cobra.
I fucks with Cobra.
I'm scared of Cobra, because she said I'm a killer bitch about
she talked about death
in one conversation.
Yeah, like 17 times.
She said the word kill like
she said
17
kill,
times.
Death, murder.
I'm going to fuck somebody up. I'm going to mess somebody up. I'm going
to
fight. Drag a bitch.
Straight
said,
to the cast.
She said, I ain't kill. Trying to be Bill, so we gonna move on. Kill Bill. We ain't yep. doing
Hi, Cobra. We like you. You're yes, really talented.
I think you're awesome. Your yeah. art is beautiful.
Yeah, we don't have nothing bad to say, girl. You stay where you at.
How awkward was when Twista came in?
That was real.
Like,
weird.
Here's my thing, because obviously this was what we call a setup scene. So someone in the totally studio knows Twista. Or got a connect to Twista and was like, yo, we got a reality TV show. Would you think
through.
About doing a tattoo
Get you
or
some
something?
Free art.
He was like, I don't know him. I could just come in and talk about one.
Right.
I ain't gonna let that tattoo me.
Like, so what is this tattoo consultation happening?
Yeah. <like? laughs> He's like, I like Egyptian
like, y'all
art.
Told me I was coming in for an interview,
you know,
and now
you see my tattoos, so like, maybe we could do one, maybe.
You ain't got no room. I'll find somewhere.
Charmaine gonna be like, I mean, he's covered here, but he got a lot of space.
But did you see how he just, like, shushed her? She was like, off, so yeah. How did you get into, he was like...
Nah. He probably like, bitch, I done seen 15,000
of you. Right. Watch one of my interviews, honey.
The group left.
Bitch, please.
Anyway.
You are nobody.
And you are...
another, you know, I mean, like, I don't know why I wrote this, but I'm just gonna say it. Danielle with the moth shirt, like, bitch, did you put your shirt in the closet or something?
Like, oh, because it had the whole
like,
oh,
I know,
it's like distressed.
Well, that's like
yeah.
a thing.
Yeah. I know it is. Like,
it's knockoff Yeezy.
No, right. You could tell it was definitely not Yeezy, though. No. Like, it was like Canal Street.
It was
Yeezy. Like, what's Chicago's like Canal Street? Jeez. Do you know what Canal Street is? New York?
Yeah, but they have, like I can't remember what it is. It's been so long. You tested my car now. Don't
what's Chicago's
that,
like Santiago?
I'm like, where is that?
It's on, damn, what's the name of that street? It's on the north side.
Like
I've been there
strip.
Before.
Like
they
the
have
bootleg
a bootleg strip.
Yeah.
It used like, to be, there used to be a one long time ago called Jewtown. But they shut that down.
Jewtown?
Yeah, they
got
Y'all raised
the comments.
Oh,
okay.
So bad.
Angela,
do not represent the network.
Hey,
you know.
So.
That's what they got it.
So here's the thing.
Was the Jews doing it?
I think that they were
no,
the owners
bitch,
of
no,
the
stores. The stores.
I think that they owned
that
the stores.
The Jews hired the Asians to pull them in and get all the knockoff shit.
I'm not in this
Anyways,
combo.
Anyways, what I'm in the combo about is my man trying to run a motherfucking tattoo shop and motherfuckers coming
That's
late.
Let
crazy.
That man run his business.
I know. But why motherfuckers coming late? So then Charmaine shows up talking about her car's towed. She's paying the rent.
She shut down crying real fast.
She's wait a minute, hold on.
This we sob
a,
story.
Wait, we need a moment of silence.
And an Oscar.
For the Nissan.
Nope.
No.
Because.
He did not cry.
Hey!
He did not cry!
Hey! Let me be Ryan's PR for a moment. I feel like my man cried.
He didn't cry.
My man,
Jesse, he had lint on his face.
He was getting that cold out of his eye.
Lint on his face.
It was early in the morning, and he was like, damn, I didn't really get this spot.
No. He laughing. He like, bitch, how you get your skin
tone?
Right. He was not going to try to shave you on camera.
Ryan don't laugh at his family.
He was not crying. Don't let that.
He didn't cry, but I'm saying it was like an emotional spot.
That was not emotional.
You think so?
No. I think
it was really good editing.
Ryan!
I think it was good editing.
Good editing.
He had eyelash in his
eye. It was great editing.
He just happened to look away at that.
No, can I have a dream?
Have a dream, brother. Have a dream.
Thank you. Thank you, Carmen. I appreciate it.
He cried.
You know what I mean? She's checking me out. She was mad. She's respecting my comments.
Your fantasy. I know what it's like.
Because it's just a fantasy. I know Ryan ain't want me. That's cool.
But you can still come.
So between the hours of 11 p.m. and 12 a.m. on a Monday night, I'm gonna have my motherfucking fantasy. Okay,
he gonna be married to
Ryan. Okay, he cried.
Especially with a motherfucking ball. Can we all agree, Ryan cried?
So Ryan cried. Fine, you can have that.
Thank you.
He shed a tear.
That's why I fucks with her. All right, they let me have what I want.
I ain't mad at Charmaine because you know what? It takes a lot to really break down your pride and say, I'm broke.
Thank you.
I need some help.
Yeah, but my thing is.
But she knew what she knew dream, how to finesse it.
Can we talk about the dream?
What dream are you chasing?
I have a dream, right. Girl, to be the office manager at
What
that
is
shot?
The trajectory like, for.
To be on reality TV.
But that's
that's essentially what she was saying is she left her corporate job to be on reality TV.
But like she's also pursuing acting, like she wants to. What does she want to do?
She wants to like what is your video dream? Model. But we know, okay, I know there's no money in that anymore.
I was gonna say like nobody does that anymore.
And she needs to do something with that midsection if she's really trying to take
have
it seriously.
Burn some calories,
you know.
She's Instagram sexy.
She's beautiful. She's absolutely gorgeous. But if you want to take it there. Take it there. Actually work out every day. And then
girl.
Complain about like not
girl,
getting any
trust
money.
Me, I feel you. Look, I got a trainer. I can't even bend my arm past this point.
Exactly. I'm sore. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta make
sore
it
is a new sexy, baby girl. You can't just be all soft and squishy and think you just gonna get money around here.
So,
soft and squishy.
You know, being the man he
she
is.
She was supposed to be hosting an off-season. She was supposed to be
okay,
like doing
well,
party
that's
tours.
Not like a, that's not
party
a job. Tours.
At the end of the day, Charmaine,
that can't be the dream.
Make a business plan, baby girl, because... Right. Putting yourself in a tub of whipped cream and strawberries is not going to get you in a nicer car or in another car,
or
for that matter.
Or in the car that you got work.
Or even driving. Yeah.
It's not going to get you your car back.
It's not going
to
get you on the L.
Now you have to clean up your credit so you can even get approved for a car. So it's like, you know, we have to really be a little bit more forward thinking here, Charmaine. I still love you. That's my girl. That's my girl. But, you know,
people
it's just like,
up.
I can't be, I can't feel
up.
Bad.
Yeah.
I can't feel bad for
sometimes
that.
You got to hit rock bottom to bounce back.
This is true.
Science, you
this
know?
Is true. I believe in bounce
hit
back.
It. Right. 2015, bitch. And now we here, 2016.
Hey, speak on that.
Speak on that. Testimony.
Now I can all
somebody.
My bottles.
Jack. Okay?
My own bottles. We buying bottles up
we
in here.
We buying Jack
straight
bottles,
from the liquor store.
Popping.
Whole time.
100.
We getting it straight from the liquor store.
100 liquor store. Popping.
Boxes.
What is it? What? All right.
Boxes.
So now we
get... Holmes, what you want?
Set of homes.
Oh, y'all got me fucked up. I'm gonna come in here with a box of wine for
where's
these
our chat? Where's our people watching? We need some chatters.
Oh my god, yeah. Can we pull
the
chat?
That's right. Where's
you
the
know
chat
they're
room?
Going ham right now. Okay, so next we get into Van and Kat. So
he felt so salty in that scene.
He's acting. My thing is this: like, why is everyone acting
so
like,
extra?
Yeah, because it's like she's upstairs. Even four when he was like,
yes.
"Oh,
let's
talk like,
about
oh, you finally
upstairs.
Coming upstairs. Like, oh, you finally coming to see my
like, how many flights of stairs is this up from
like,
the
now, you know,
shop?
It's like a multi-level building.
I think
like, then a sky
it is. It's like a six-level building.
Okay, no, so
really? But that's so basic to act like you moved out, like you're really doing your own thing, and you just went upstairs. That's just like, Mom, I'm on my own now. I live in the basement.
It's my space.
Door entrance.
Thank
I can have
you.
My own company come in, not through the living room. I'm on my own, Mom. Like, no, you're in my fucking basement.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out if you're really on your own. Like, no shade, Kat, but like going
she's
upstairs.
She's like, I'm a successful business owner and I'm on my own. And it's like, no shade, you're very talented, Kat. Very, very talented.
Right.
But
it's
girl, bye. Okay.
And not that before, like, bitch, I'm nosy as fuck. I would have been upstairs before that.
Thank
when that
you.
Bitch walked out the
and Ryan,
room.
What you should have did was had her sign a non-compete so she would have to go 5 miles away
truth.
From the business
oh,
if she wanted to keep one. Just saying.
That's the truth.
Because bitches run businesses.
That is the
just
truth.
Just saying.
That is the truth.
All right.
Thank you.
Van says, fuck this.
I was like, am I shining?
I spilled water, and we got a nice little napkin.
So, Kat compares... I can't. Kat compares Nine Mag to an abusive relationship. Like, really, girl?
Victim! Girl! Stop! But you said you didn't give a shit about what was going on in Nine Mag, and you was better than that, and you left.
Like, she left that whole point out when she was telling them. They jumping on me. They always been against me the whole time.
They threw my
shit away. I don't need none of that shit. You can have all that shit. I got my shit upstairs. Can we roll the tape back on her at some point? Because I really hate that she acts like she didn't say that.
But Van chucked her like, no, everybody hasn't been against you this whole time. Like,
what are you talking about?
You've been the spoiled little sister the whole time getting away with shit. Now you can't get away with your shit. Now it's a problem.
Yeah,
now you're feeling
Now you moved upstairs.
Did they do a reunion
Not everybody's attacking.
Stormed upstairs. I'm out of here.
A reunion for this show?
I don't know.
I mean, they kind of started doing like little ones for New York, but it didn't quite go so well. So
if
I don't
they
know, Chicago,
everybody was fighting.
They was fighting. Oh, okay. They had to be in separate buildings,
knocking the dust off of each other.
They was filming in separate buildings.
I feel like we need to get them all in here.
If we
for
can.
A reunion,
can
we should interview them separately.
Yeah. No.
Reunion together on the couches.
Bitch, like we in the motherfucking tattoo shop.
Yeah, except Cobra, you don't have to come, girl.
Cobra, come.
You could just stay where you at, girl.
No, bitch.
I want to see Cobra.
Cobra gonna sit right here and be the security.
Yes, I fucks with Cobra.
Somebody raise up. I'm gonna move back and let Cobra go forward.
That is a great point.
Let someone do
something. You're hired, Cobra.
Right, I'm hiring Cobra. Sure.
She looked like one of them scary people that came up on The Last Dragon. Remember when like all of those different people came out to beat up?
I will unplug my mic.
He said The Last Dragon.
Scary motherfuckers at the end. I'm telling you, she came from a sweet role. Y'all know they're talking about the part where they fought in Seventh Heaven and it was like a whole fight scene. She looks other, my nigga. I'm telling you, she looks like she's a Yeti. She's a fucking Yeti.
But at the same time, she done made my, you know what I mean?
She tats her ass off.
She's talented.
We have to give
her
a high
compliment. They are very
good. Every single one of them. I love their work. Crazy.
They are amazing. Yeah.
She connected with Ryan because Ryan talked about his sister and how his sister's kid,
that
his nephew,
awful.
Was murdered by his sister's man. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Ryan.
Really dramatic.
God bless you for not murdering him, because I know you wanted to.
For real,
Ryan has character. Ryan has character. Things like that either make you a terrible person or they make you a strong person. And his character shines through every situation he gets. We get to see him shine brighter and be more of a man every time.
Keep shining, brother. Just
keep shining, Ryan. Keep shining,
daddy.
Please shine. We love next to me.
Now, speaking of daddy.
I'll shine you up.
Speaking of daddy.
Dun, 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 dun. Speaking of daddy.
Speaking of daddy.
Wait, can we reenact that crying scene? Who wants to do that?
Wait, which one?
Who's
with Charmaine?
Who's going to shine the soft light through a screen door?
The Don and Ashley crying scene.
Oh, we ain't there yet.
We need some glamour shot light through a screen door.
That's like the end. Speaking of daddy.
No, speaking of
daddy. Staring back into the damn house.
Can I finish what I'm saying? Speaking of daddy?
Y'all all over the place.
Speaking of daddy.
Speaking of daddy.
So Van's sitting down, and it's his first tattoo in 4 months.
Oh.
I forget what the bitch's name is, but she...
Fendi. Don't forget.
Fendi.
Fendi.
She walked in.
Fendi. You know she's a stripper,
she
honey. Yes, girl. Get your corn with your new tattoo, girl. Twerking that ass with your tiger.
Yes.
Represent who
she
you is
like,
in your beautiful
world.
You looking
Make
real
sure
all delicious
tonight.
You better let them know. Everybody retweeted that.
Everybody
that was a good look, especially
tonight,
that finger bite.
When you
that
finger
bite was sexy.
That was your moment, boo. That
but
was
bitch,
your moment.
Because, bitch, let Ryan tap me in that position. I'd be like...
She walked in ass
rolling
first,
all
though,
back.
Like,
she did.
My question is,
she walked in. Yes, Fendi. For that body. He was like, that body looking right.
She still had no shirt on.
I know. She
was
like, okay, let me see.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, I look real good.
You looking good today.
You looking real good.
She said
delicious.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, let's talk about her, the description of her tattoo.
The tiger.
Your tiger.
I feel as though.
She said, represents me because I'm
savage and a beast.
I feel as though like I'm a savage beast in the world.
In a beautiful,
surrounded
beautiful
with,
world.
You know, roses,
around roses and flowers.
Tap, tap, tap. Beautiful.
And I'm just savage.
Savage.
You know, this is
I got tum-tums over here looking like a monster.
That was a good look, though.
What
I mean, the tattoo was crazy.
The tattoo was nuts. The and she's a beast for sitting there that whole time like that.
And not and all you she was doing was
all she got was that one thing about. I would have been all
been crying and screaming and shaking and Jesus. And
she about that life.
I'm drunk because I was about to say some crazy shit.
No, she chimed in talking about she did a bed and everything.
Yeah.
Right? She did a bed. She got too
much.
She about that whole life. Shout out to Fendi. She got her. She had a good moment.
Fendi product.
Fendi, you had a great moment.
Yo, here's some tea though. Charmaine goes to pick up her car and the car ain't there because it's in fucking Milwaukee.
That's some shit.
And shout
that
out
was
to,
shady.
Shout out. We got his name ain't even gonna be Ryan. It's gonna be Kang Ryan, not King. Kang Ryan.
Kang.
Because it's over $3,000 to get it back because the bank has it. And she's sitting here talking about she left corporate America for NYMEG. Her parents gonna be like, "Why you quit your job?" That's tea too. Because if your parents are out here saying, which I'm feeling like her parents probably have like a wealthy sit, not like wealthy wealthy, but they probably good enough to where it's like she was like, "Yo, I have this opportunity." They were like, "All right, we got you for a little bit, but
it you saw her dad yes. told her to bring her tail back home. I mean.
And so she said, so Ryan says, "You know, I got you," like, and I was just like,
he said, "Ain't nothing three stacks."
He's like, "Why you crying, boo? You see, I'm up here with this money in my pocket.
I told you, I got you, baby girl."
She wiped them tears up real fast, just like she did the first time.
Yeah, I think we all.
What was that lesbian bitch song? She was like, "God sent me an angel
from the heavens above."
God, where the fuck is my Ryan? The fuck.
You better start managing at a tattoo shop
or apparently, and put on a bathing suit.
All you gotta do is twerk
in
some
twerk
cream and some water.
Yo, there ain't no other
toss out.
Don't wear no
balls.
Panties.
You know,
make sure you don't wear panties. That's key.
Clap your cheeks.
Until I see a ring on Charmaine's finger from Ryan, then I.
But let's talk about if they hooked up. They're
I don't
cute.
Believe it.
They're cute.
They're cute.
I actually could see
but
them together in the end.
He she don't have the support that he needs. I'm sorry.
He's strong.
She's fun.
She's the man.
She can definitely help cheer you up in more ways than one.
But
in the morning, it's going to be like.
He need a real bitch. Hey.
So, what you doing today?
All right.
What you doing today?
Right. So.
What you about to do?
You got plans after
that? You got that drink?
What you about to get into?
What are you about to get into?
Speaking
of, I got to go.
Speaking of faulty things and things that may not work out, let's talk about Dawn and Ashley. So they were sitting on their IKEA bed, which please rewind it back.
Play the tape back and
like,
see how that hair
whoa. I love me some Dawn. I think Dawn is beyond sexy and everything, but. Now, remember when in the first episode when Ashley was like,
French
can I get that French stuff?
That
like,
was
girl.
French bed.
I still ain't seen no French decor.
No,
right?
Well, first
that's
of all,
ain't no love in that bedroom.
That's how they do the bed. The
that bedroom don't look warm.
No, because they don't have
all.
Sex.
Yeah.
Because if they had sex. Because
that one got like 12 babies everywhere else.
Well, not only that, but the headboard would know how to be attached.
Well, maybe that's why the headboard's not attached.
Girl,
they're getting it in
they,
so much, they don't broke it.
It don't seem like Dawn the
that was a real little bitty bed.
Dawn looked like I put the bed together, didn't I?
Can we talk about that cigar that he just was randomly
just walking
around
with
from the
because
backyard?
Because Dawn's a fucking boss.
He was celebrating the
boss.
Birth of his baby girl.
Is that what that was?
You see Dawn's beard?
Tell
you know
me,
they
Courtney.
Always
tell
get
me.
The cigars
Courtney,
when they be having the babies. You know the cigars?
It didn't seem like he was celebrating, though.
I mean, he seemed to celebrate because he sure as hell didn't tell his about-to-be wife, but he
look,
told
motherfucking
her.
Smoke nicotine
why would you
stress.
Tell
the baby mama but not
who's
your
already fiance. Jealous of your fiancé, your teeth.
And been posting everything on Instagram already.
Yes.
Right, and like then, Transformation Tuesday shots of you and the baby.
Yeah.
Looks,
and then pretend surprise, like, I just told you. What the fuck did
right.
you think
she was
going to
do?
Come on.
Mitch, no, you see, she
maybe
tell you,
he did
she
that
the
intentionally
because he didn't want to do
it.
Because
he knew that she would run her
and
mouth.
And then he didn't want to do
that
it
was
himself.
Like a tactic.
He's a coward.
Well, that's stupid.
He's a coward.
Well, he was on his supposedly on his way there to tell
to
her.
To tell her. That's why he had a cigar.
You could have called her.
I still need an explanation for the cigar. I'm sorry. I need one.
He just thought it was cute.
I mean, I feel like if Dawn was to come in here, he would have a cigar.
I would hope so. At least be consistent.
No, I feel like if Dawn was an action figure, like what you would get with it is like
a cigar
and multiple children. Just multiple babies.
We don't want to talk. He just stuffing chicken in his mouth.
Terrible.
Chicken, cigars, and babies.
And babies.
And babies.
Shout out to Dawn.
That's a Dawn starter pack.
And
No condoms allowed.
So Ashley bugs out. The baby starts crying. Ain't no one check on the baby.
Nobody checked on the baby.
And then we got a glamour shot of
Ashley crying.
Shot. Just pour it out right here.
Like
I got
she
it.
She done finished Runyon Canyon. Like,
Runyon Canyon. Oh, she tied.
It was
she
a mess.
But then Love Don was holding. But then Don is in the inside holding the picture in the picture frame, and he crying
on his belly. Like, damn.
All right, come on, production.
If I had one wish,
my family.
All right, so Cat and Four.
Oh, man.
So I didn't watch season one because, you know, I mean, I don't want nothing to taint me about Ryan, so I can't do that.
He was good in season one,
okay,
too.
Okay, well, now I don't want nothing to taint me about Four because, you know, Four done shaved the Fraggle Rock.
Four is a side baby daddy. Mm.
So, but apparently Cat and Four had a situation which clearly was never going to work. So luckily it didn't. King Louis shows up. What I'm not here for is the jealousy.
With the rosé.
Don't be trying to make Four jealous. What? So King Louis gonna roll
out? That was messy. It was kind of messy how they timed that.
And they didn't even show her introduced. You know your friend is a rapper. Here's King Louis. Like, why wouldn't you be like, yo,
she did. She just like, oh, come in. Oh, let's watch it. Oh, let me. Like, she totally played him to the left.
She curved the shit out of him, too. How about we just be friends and that works good for me too, huh?
Do you have any more gigs that I can be a part of?
So right. I can become more of a vixen?
She kept saying, I'm
he
a
said
vixen.
That she looked like an emoji. Like, which one? Like, the one that looks the one like
it's this. One.
It's this one. It's definitely this one.
He definitely said she looked like an emoji.
Or the bitch that, the one with the scissors. Like,
And this one too. Who's which emoji? Like Charmaine is definitely this bitch in the red dress.
Oh, she is totally the red dress emoji.
Charmaine
is definitely.
She's the flamingo dancer.
And Don is the family. The man with the
Ashley is the crying face that we use to bust out laughing sometimes, like the.
Yeah, because she's
Ashley. She is. That's totally Ashley.
Four gonna be the alien.
Four's the alien.
You're gonna let him be the alien.
He can be the alien.
Ryan ain't on here because
I feel like
Ryan.
Van.
No, they don't make one cute enough for Ryan. No,
Ryan ain't just the eggplant.
I feel like Van has his mouth out because he licked toes. He got the tongue out.
Like, no, because Dad all like care about. Dead at, no, that's Van because Van looked like he eat. Some puss.
Booty.
Yeah.
Or that too. That's why I'm here for that.
Hey. Yeah, Van is a.
Van do it
Van
all.
Look like, Van look like. Van look like.
Wait, he's the one with one eye. One eye.
It's not in here to you too.
Bitch, Van look like, sit on my motherfucking face.
Yes, honey. Real man. He look like him pick you up on the shoulders. Like woo! That. Yeah.
That boot camp did him well. Yeah, he did a body well.
What's that song?
And he has some desires. He got to get out.
Okay. I need a rough ass dick inch, a bigger.
I don't know.
Cause don't get me wrong, cause I'm not a hoe. If you anyhow, cause all you real what y'all know from No Scrubs fam mill. Okay, well I guess
check by
Jesse
here.
By himself.
Right, only motherfucking fans up in here, bitch. Wait till
I'm
you read the
to
comments.
Remember that line.
I'm not. I don't remember that at all.
Okay, we're gonna pull this up. YouTube, Steven. YouTube, TLC, fan mail. Don't get me wrong, cause I'm not a hoe. Cause all my real what y'all know. So what you wanna do? What you wanna do? Right. Either you may be crazy. What you gonna do with it like me?
Oh, I know that song.
The best you never had. I ain't
taking the word
sexy. That cause I listened to
my mother ain't let
like,
me say that back then.
Yeah, fan mail was my album, but I don't remember that.
Good at being bad. TLC. Oh, bitch! You gonna make me throw something at you? That ain't it though. I love you. But it ain't that. It's called Good at Being Bad. Play that when you get that. All right. So, Four wants a leg train tattoo, which that was awkward, but I love you.
Weird. That was very weird. It kind of
speaks to his personality. He just is like the lighthearted one. Like, let's do something dumb.
It was
together.
Like a good idea going wrong.
Look, yeah. I heard it four sound right. Ryan train all on the same time. I was like,
at the
yeah.
same time. He was like,
hey, hey, this is it.
Oh, I remember this.
What?
Like me, I do
remember
so this. Good at being bad. I'm the best you never
had. Hey, what? I love to love
you, baby. I'm so
mad you what? Remember all the words. Twerk it. Twerk, twerk, twerk,
twerk, twerk. Wait, take a
high.
Get it.
I love to love you, baby.
Wait,
come
what?
On,
all right, here we go. All right, so...
Sorry, I told you
I'm
too
much. Sorry.
You checked us. You
bitch,
checked us.
I would have taken the whole way.
We was like, we went all the way.
Look, first of all, I'm gay, so you already know. I done did
we
the whole... I created a whole tour and choreography to that song in high school. All right, so for once, a leg train. Van's upset the cat's not involved. Van uses cat being young as an excuse. Which
it's
an
excuse. No excuse.
Van is ODing. No Van is ODing. Van is ODing.
And I'm just like, here's
it's
the thing.
It's not a club. It's a business.
Thank you.
End of story.
He's like, do I have to get jumped in and jumped out?
Right. She's old enough to pay her rent upstairs?
She's old enough to walk the hell out the door and say y'all ain't shit. Why are you begging her to come back?
And then you totally bypass the fact that she tried to fight Charmaine twice. Yeah. Like, come on now. Like, let's be real.
Like, so, well, Charmaine, you know,
Coburg shows up. Van's in his feelings, not understand the company. And where I feel like, because you know I love Four in the sense of, like, I feel like Four is, like, very earthy, grounded, understanding, gets it. Because even when Ryan came at him last week, we saw Four was like, yo,
oh, right, my bad, bro. Right,
yeah. He's like a conscious guy.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just like, why are you signing with Van?
He just don't want Van to leave.
I think he was just trying to console him and like talk him down off the ledge type thing. I don't think he was like walking out like, I'm out too.
No, I know. But then Van's going to be
kinda
like, kind
of sided with him a little bit.
Yo, like, we was building. You wasn't building.
You was in jail.
For four months when Ryan had to pay everyone's rent.
Right.
When Ryan was building. Right. When Ryan was like, oh, I need two motherfuckers up here because motherfuckers ain't doing shit.
Right.
And you know what I mean? People go through things. I get it, Van. It ain't your tea. But it's motherfucking Catsy because she was there. She was supposed to be there for you. She wasn't.
Right.
Because what was she doing? Cat was looking for herself. And don't get twisted, Kat. Get your coin, girl. Get you. You
we
know what I mean?
But stop acting like somebody did something
to you.
Right.
The victim card. Okay.
Thank you. Don't do it.
But I think just to offer some perspective, I think what Van's fear is that Ryan doesn't have loyalty anymore to the crew. It's just going to be about who has the money. Now,
I don't even have...
That can be a messed up feeling.
I feel that, but I don't even know Ryan like that.
Business is not friendship. Right. We aren't doing favors for each other. This is a business.
No, dude, you had a chair to come back to after you went up
for 4 months.
Yes.
You shouldn't be mad at nothing.
Like, thank you, Courtney.
That makes no sense.
He
you
shouldn't
were
be
in
mad
your
anything.
Feelings. You acting
right.
like a chick. Like, you
open your own shop.
No,
and then see how you run it.
Kat is not here because she chose not to be here.
Yeah,
she chose to hang her paintings where? Upstairs. She chose to have King Louis wear.
Not pay
rent.
So I'm just saying, like, Van, I love you. I fucks with your gorilla sweaters and all that. And your motherfucking pussy licking face. Ooh,
but
the thing
we are
is,
not on your side.
No, sorry.
You need to soften up a little bit.
I'm not sorry.
Sorry.
You're wrong.
Sorry.
You're wrong in every
wrong.
Way.
It's just a little childish, that's all.
It's very childish.
It's a little childish.
And he can have
childish.
His moment. I don't want to see this.
Right.
You can be upset.
Have your moment this week.
Left.
But
like,
next week,
don't
this storyline can't
about this
no.
shit again.
Right. Like, next week, Van need to go upstairs and be like, yo, like, here's the thing. I was upset at you leaving, but the thing is like, you left. I need Van to go upstairs and check Kat.
Right.
I need him to come to a realization that she did that on her own.
Ryan's here for the team. Ryan's here for you. Because like Courtney said,
that's
clearly
so
you
irky.
Got a chair when you came back.
Like, that's really crazy.
It's irky that you left. Like, I'm back on this you left with your upstairs again thing. Because it's like, if you really want to be gone and you don't want the
say
attention,
it, say
fade
it.
To black. Like, what the fuck?
Right,
you still
just
gotta walk past
go into another part of town.
Like, she
and
wants
open up
the attention.
She wants the attention.
She wants
the
attention. Like, I'm not with you guys. Yeah. I'm over here.
I'm upstairs, though.
But she still want to ride off of what they were building together. Because not
TV
Mac
show?
Put you on.
Right.
This TV show put you on. So you go upstairs and you still ride. Riding off of that, you ain't really trying to be on your own.
Right.
I'm like Kat Von D. Who? All right. Oh. On that note, let's head into what predictions.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, it got too much tea for me because like whenever they show coming up next week,
yeah,
we start to get loud with each other because we're like so excited about the other. All of a sudden, there was like this conversation. I don't know what all the tea was, but like Cobra talking about bottles and AIDS, and everyone she was like, whoa.
She said hepatitis. Right.
She said hepatitis. And
get
you
in
drinking,
your cup and you drink it, and the AIDS, and all of it.
And Van is like, see, this why we don't want new bitches in here now. Trying to come in and run the show.
Can hepatitis get in your cup?
I mean, now I'm curious. She's probably correct.
Her sanitation is probably
right.
Like
she's probably
up there. But you know, when you work in fields
Cobra
like tattooing, aesthetics, hair, people break all kind of like actual rules
yeah,
that are meant to like keep you healthy and keep right. you safe. So she probably had a very valid point.
Right. She probably
very,
did.
Very valid. Yeah. You know, I'll be having some knowledge of whatever.
You know.
Van wasn't feeling it.
He wasn't, but I was.
Get
she
your
said,
head down my ass. She gonna keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
She know all the rules.
He said hepatitis in the cup, or she said hepatitis in the cup. I was done. It'll splash like shit. So, the blood is burnt.
And
no.
then every now we all got AIDS.
I ain't never
whoa.
Drinking up.
She
in
is
no
very
shot.
Death focused.
She is very death focused. But I mean, if you have been closer
real.
To death, I think it's, you're yeah. just more aware of it.
Yeah.
And she probably
and shout out to her for surviving cancer.
Cancer, skin cancer
yeah.
at such a young age.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy.
So yeah. she's probably way more aware of the health issues because something might have happened to her. You know what I'm
right.
saying? When it
and
came
she
to
looks
that.
Good to have gone through that
gone
kind
through
of
that.
Stress.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
I was
she
like,
looks great.
My skin looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Girl. All right, next week we also gonna see Ryan in New Orleans. You know, he's traveling.
Turn up.
Experiencing new things.
I think him and Charmaine are going to hook up
no.
in New Orleans.
Please don't.
I think, yeah, him, he going to meet the parents, and then she's going
to
be like,
nope.
My daddy said you
don't
was real nice,
LA,
and she just going to drop the dress, because you know she ain't got no drawers on, so
she's
just
going to
drop the dress, and it's going to go down.
But let's
and
Jesse
going to be over here mad as hell.
Don's baby mother and his taste in women.
Woo! Can we zoom Lord. In on the face that I drew? I hope y'all can see that.
This Aqua Phoenicia that popped out this door going in.
Aqua Phoenicia.
That's going to be a really uncomfortable episode. Like,
because yeah,
they brought
is.
The baby in, the baby start crying. She's like, yeah, you
don't
crying because you don't know him. You don't want to go with
so
him.
Messed up.
She,
that's so embarrassing.
Super embarrassing.
Well, I'm just mad her weave looked like, you know.
That leave out. It was the
was
leave out
raining?
That was getting to me. I mean, it was, you know, raining
you know
a little
easy
bit. But
pull down,
so it was like
she strips that you can do for pictures.
What?
Honey, shrinkage,
that's
honey.
That's what it looked like. It was
that
taped
whole
on.
Front.
It looked like it was taped on.
It's just,
which,
she just
I never understand
camera
people
ready.
That tape
she
that,
wasn't camera
tape
ready. She was trying to handle her marital
I've taped,
issue,
I've taped
parenting
in,
issue.
I've taped in tracks before. It was
really?
Actually kind of flat.
Taped in, yeah. Mm-hmm. Taping tracks are good, but the only thing is, if you got super natural hair and you got this extra straight wavy situation going on, it's never going to blend, especially not in the rain.
The
like you just setting yourself up for disaster.
Mm-hmm. I can't because bitches in my high school used to come with the tarantula on the top and then the silky Asian on the bottom.
Okay,
like,
you said a tarantula.
Texture is
on
key.
Bitch, because I'm just like, you know, nothing there matches.
None of it. What's happening? Oh, I can't talk about nobody's hair.
I thought you wrote
with my little brain. Hey,
friends do this.
Friends. Girl, your
bitch
still
right.
popping. That's
fine.
I'm like, it's still right. And you know what?
I'm going to
cameo.
You know what else is popping?
Thank you.
That we finished right on time. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. We love you. We appreciate you. We're going
to
try and get some of the cast members
open.
Hopefully.
Shout out to Charmaine.
We need some answers.
Yes.
Shout out to you.
Yes.
For the fuck now. We done
played
your music. You done cut your hair.
Your music.
You better be coming
fine.
Up here looking fine with that
studio.
New haircut.
If, four comes up here, I'm sitting on the couch next to him. I'm going to host the whole show from the couch right next to Four.
I'm gonna,
what are you going to do when Ryan comes
sit on
Ryan.
His lap?
He's not gonna know what to do. He's probably gonna be so coy and quiet. You gonna
be
like
shy.
No, but you know I thought that about Willie too because I'd be talking the same thing about Willie. Willie enjoyed my presence.
He
accepted me.
He
was
rocking
with
you. No, I know, but I'd be vocally saying Willie's fine and he accepts me. So I just appreciate it. I feel like Chicago boys are comfortable with their sexuality.
With their homosexuality.
They're comfortable with homosexuals that they can be like, yo. I can sit next to him. Cool, you know what I'm saying? I know I ain't gonna let him suck my dick, but he can talk about sucking my dick. And that's where we're at. Love you guys. Thank you guys so much. Yes, Cabana Chat. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah. Subscribe to us on iTunes if you really love us, which you do if you're watching this part
of
the show.
You do.
Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Hit me at Angela C. Styles.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
Hit me up. I'm Carmen Cameron.
I'm so glad my mama ain't awake for these shows. We love you guys. See y'all next week. Bye.
Hey. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.